Hello guys, welcome back to Excuse My Frenchie podcast. This is Linda La Parisienne. Welcome back. Hello guys, what's up, what's going on? How is everybody doing? Oldie but goodie, you guys. Can you believe I'm on the same road I used to be when I recorded my podcast before for you guys? Going from Los Angeles, going back to Santa Monica, I had some errands to run this afternoon and I was like, you know what? It's been a while, I haven't recorded for my peeps, right? So I wanted to give you the time for your resolution bullshit, realize that it's all nonsense, realize that, you know, life is too short and that we're all brothers and sisters, basically. So how are my peeps doing? We're January 11th, 2022. 2022. Yes, so I'm driving back. Everywhere I look, there is a free COVID-19 testing. Free COVID-19 testing. And then when you go to CVS, they have nothing. They have zero. So, yes, how are you guys doing? How was your first week, your first 10 days of 2022? Not so bad, right? I mean, everybody has Omicron, obviously. But you know, it's okay. It's going to be like a cold. It's going to go away. We're going to be fine. Make sure you take your vitamins, the zinc, all the stuff, all the good stuff for you. Eat some veggies, eat some fruits, drink a lot of water, alkaline shit. You know, excuse my French. So yes, alors, how was everything? Well, you know, I told you me I don't have time for the New Year's Eve. It was very chilling at home. My husband was doing shows on the other side of the United States. So you know what? I stayed home and it was perfect. You know, I made myself a little dinner and stuff. I partied too much. I partied too much in Paris before. And when I say party, it's not the American party, because I noticed when in America people say party, they're talking about doing drugs. Me, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about music, midnight, 9, 8, 7, you know, stuff like that. That type of partying. The partying where it's like, you know, dancing, you know, in France we do this, we dance till like 6 o'clock in the morning, you know. We love to dance, not everybody, but you know, I'm one of them and I did it every single year. Plus, you know, when you go, it's expensive, it's not necessarily good. So, you know, I'm a better chef at home, I can cook for myself, much better. I mean, not to talk shit because, you know, I'm in Los Angeles and granted people are so entitled. And within that weird-ass woke movement, which, as of today, I mean, we should agree on changing the name of that shit, because that's ridiculous. Basically, it's people with mental issues that have a big amount of frustration, and they can't deal with it. Oh my God, you see, when I do my podcast, I have the suicidas bikers. Is that suicide in Spanish? I don't know, but this dude decided to come fuck up my podcast. So you know what? And there is a snake on his jacket. I mean, the whole thing is so dark. And the noise, you know. You know when you hear this, it's like the motorcycles, they go into the dirt. You know it's not the classy one. You can hear. You can hear the redneckness in it. You know, no offense for the redneck folks. He's ready to go when the light is going to turn green, as if he's going to do like 300 miles per hour. And unfortunately, this is Los Angeles in traffic time, so I'm afraid you're going to accelerate for 20 seconds and then you're going to have to stop to the red light again. So what's the purpose? Why don't you take your dirt bike and go into the mud somewhere far away instead of coming and raping our ears, you know? Bob Saget, apparently this guy's name is, the guy from Full House. It's a show that was in France when I was a little girl, I guess, you know, or when I was maybe like very, very young, you know, because I've watched it. And I thought it was kind of cool when I was young, thinking it was like, you know, this family of dudes and the mom died, or I don't know what happened. I'm guessing she died because she wasn't there. And there was those two Olsen twins and her sisters and the uncles and all the goofiness, you know, sitcom. And the other day, so I was thinking, okay, yeah, he was a cool guy, he was a comedian, my husband is a comedian and stuff like that. So, you know, big up, everything. But the thing is, I watched one thing in video and it's called, it's like a roast. You know when the people, they do the roast, they roast each other? Like they come and they have, which I find it so fucking lame, by the way, because, you know, they come for a roast and it's somebody else writing the jokes. I mean, how are we gonna see what you get if somebody else is writing your jokes? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, but anyway. So that's the show they were doing. I don't know if we have it in France. We had something, it was called Rap Contenders, which was a rap battles, and guys tease each other and on. Even if it's text that, you know, they know already or stuff, but still, nobody's writing them for them. It's not like TV. You go, okay, I got a team of writers. Make me funny. Make it, you know? So no, that was not like that, but anyway. And so in that show, it was this guy, Bob Saget, and John Stamos, which John Stamos came to a restaurant I used to work at for after a premiere of one of his shows. I think it was like when they did the Full House reunion or some bullshit like that, right? And so I couldn't not look in his eyes. I don't know, there was something very, very awkward, and he's a very good-looking man, huh? So it's not a big deal. It's not because, you know, he's so ugly, I can't look at him. But the energy I felt was very, very, very disgusting. And he has some weird ass eyes. You know, some people have green eyes that are beautiful, like my husband. You know, beautiful green. And some people, they have that snake green color. That's like very weird. I didn't like the vibe. So anyway, in that roasting thing, what I saw, the video, and I can share it with you if you don't believe me, or you can do a little research. God forbid you look a little bit deeper. And so everybody was making jokes about him being a murderer and a rapist. And they were joking about the fact that he had apparently raped and killed two kids that he dumped into I don't know where in the 90s, and nothing happened to him or something like that. And I was like, okay, that's one bad joke. And then another one, you know, the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm, the one that's accused of like a sexual harassment or whatever the fuck it is. So this guy, yes. So this guy, oh my God, there is a guy at the red light. He has a motorcycle and he thinks he's doing the traffic. Okay, so I'm not gonna make him happy. I'm gonna make him believe that it's me telling him to go. Bello! So I cannot cross. Oh my God, he's so cute. I think he's a guy that has a bit of mental issues, but he has a yellow jacket and he's doing the traffic. You know, so he's cute. So anyway, so yeah, so they were talking only about rape and pedophile stuff. So to me, that was disgusting. And they were all laughing as if it's a subject that you can laugh about. I know some people, they like to be on the edge and they like to do some dark shit. But it can be a roast of like 5 minutes just about people talking about stuff disgusting. So one of the actors of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the one that's ugly as fuck, I mean, not that there is anybody good looking in that show except the chicks, which by the way, there is a. It's not Larry, it's the other guy, that's like with his big head now. I don't know what's his name. I'm very bad with names, and I'm telling you, if it's not a good person, I don't want to remember their name. So anyway, so this guy made a joke, and he was like, you know, when I asked Bob Saget what was the difference, how could he differentiate the two Olsen twins, his answer was like, well, you know what, one of them swallow. Like, this was like in the 90s. They were children. You know what I mean? So basically, and like, who first of all joke about that type of shit? Only some sick souls, right? And also, how was that allowed on TV? Eh, the woke fuckers, where were you? It didn't trigger you that people are talking about rapes of children and stuff like that on TV during a comedy show? You see, that's the perversion of all this that makes me very, very suspicious. Like I would say to my husband, suspicious. I don't like it. It's disgusting. So you know what? At the end, I don't have pity for this guy. I mean, God rest his soul, whatever. But if you did what they're saying you're doing, dude, you know where you're going, huh? I'm not gonna feel sorry for you. I guess it was like a natural selection and cleaning of the earth, basically. On top of the fact that a week before he did a video saying that he just got the booster. So you know. And so the narrative with the people in Omicron, I mean, you guys. We have to come to the point that they're full of shit. They don't know what they're talking about. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like before it was safe. Now it's not safe. Not all the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's all like crazy. Yesterday I also saw some military documents saying that it's like a gain of function shit. Everything that Dr. Fauci said that it was not true is true apparently. So we'll find out, huh? We'll let the justice do the job, like they say, because I ain't got time like that. But honestly, the only thing I notice is the division. Now, some people that are vaccinated and therefore feel superior to others, you guys are rotten people, and you gotta catch up and you gotta repent quick. You got to open that little heart that's so tight. You know what I mean? Or you got to pray for God to open your heart, because some rotten ass people, humanity, you do not belong to humanity. If you're that rotten, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Even animals are better than us at this point. You know? It's like there is a new show I watched. Well, I don't want to be too negative, but you know I tell you the truth. I don't care. So, the other day I watched a show. It's called Yellow Jacket. Apparently, they redid the story. Well, so I had no idea about this story. It was about, what do you call it? A team of soccer players that had a plane crash, and at the end, because apparently they had no food or something, they ended up eating each other. I mean, and so it's apparently originally the true story was Argentinian soccer player team. And this one is like a chic group, like girls are in high school, they're gonna do the nationals. They're blonde, there's Stacy, Katie, Winsley, like all those names, you know, the chicks, like with the jacket of the team and stuff like that. You know how they do American movies, you know how they do that shit. So when you see it, you're like, oh my God, it's cool. You're almost in Greece, you know, because I think it was like filmed like it's in the 90s or 80s or something. And so at the end, apparently, so very, very dark, and there is one chick, she's at home in front of her pool, and she's letting a mouse drowning. Like, what is this all about? Everything in this fucking show is dark. Everything. For at the end, to make us think that it's okay to eat another human being? Are you out of your fucking mind? And literally, like, I was like, like, if we finish the series, I'm pretty sure my husband's gonna be like, well, you know, I mean, if there is no food, I'll cut a butt cheek off a person dead. Are you crazy? I'm telling you, if this happened to me, I am not going to eat some human. I will go into those Buddhist monk meditation and pray for God to bring me enough, eat some fucking rocks, lick some trees. I don't care, but I'm not going to eat some humans. This is disgusting. Where is this? Like, do animals do that to each other? Do the lion eat his other lion brothers? I don't think so. I mean, even the jungle laws, you don't even fucking know. I mean, to show this, and you know, a lot of kids are gonna watch that shit and they're gonna think it's normal. They already had, you know, they had a restaurant in LA where you can eat human meat. I mean, I thought it was a joke for 5 years, and apparently it existed. And apparently it was people from Hollywood, like high-end actors and stuff like that. I'm telling you guys, because there is a lot of you out there that think that because you watch somebody's shows, you feel like you're familiar with them, like they belong to your group of friends or something. And let me tell you how delusional you are. I heard too many people be like, you know what? No, not her, because she's so sweet. How do you fucking know? How do you know she's so sweet? Stop, like, this is wishful thinking and delusion mixed up together in a cocktail. I mean, how can people do that? Like, no, this guy did never do this. You know, like, I think Obama is a great guy. I think this person is a great guy. They always had a big heart. And how do you fucking know? You wish that they did pay attention to you for a second so they would remember your name, but they don't. And so therefore, people are so stupid that they're like, no, 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 I know him. He's not going to do that. You don't know fucking shit. Whatever you're saying is ridiculous. You know? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I am tired of those people. Guy, you got it twisted. Stop being in adoration for, like, you know, it could be a comic, it could be a singer, it could be an actor, it could be stuff. It's not your cousin. Even your cousin can be an asshole. So imagine somebody that's not from your family. Guys, come on. Please, let's work together. Let's do this. There's too many people out there that have been to some huge universities. Apparently, you're smart from what you're saying. And then you're defending some fucking Hollywood star telling me that, like, you know them, it can't be. Shut up already. Shut up. How about you defend your family members the way you defend those people that you don't know and that you would dream of becoming their friend one day or something? You know what I mean? I mean, it's unbelievable. What else did I want to tell you about? Because this is not all. What else happened? Oh, I went to the San Diego area past weekend. Very cool. We had a belated Christmas. Belated Christmas. And I went to the movie theater, the drive-in. I think it was the first time in my life. I felt like it was. I was in Greece, the movie. Very cool. And I went to watch the, what do you call it? The movie Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Yes, it was very cool. It was very nice. I loved it more because it was the experience of the drive-in movie with the popcorn and stuff. I felt like I had to have a gum, like in Greece, you know, snap a gum in my mouth and play with my hair and stuff. So yes, but it's very question that I never ask myself. How do you watch a movie in the drive-in and you listen to it through your radio, but you can't have the car on? See, this, they should put it, advertise it, tell you, okay, guys, you're coming to the driving, just so you know, so you don't struggle for 25 minutes to try to put the volume and try to turn off your lights and keep the car on, the car off with the radio on, you know, because this is a whole process. We had to look into the fucking, like, Google, see how we did with the Honda, how do you this, turn it off, do some change, some settings. It was kind of a little bit of a homework, you know, let's not lie. But we did it, and it was an amazing experience. Spider-Man. You know what? I think I watched Spider-Man like a long time ago, and then I was like, you know what? Marvel stuff, I'm not into that. It's science fiction. It's not real. But the more it goes, I was very, very surprised how they speak about the metaverse, different universe, the energies and stuff like that. I mean, there is a lot of it. It's kind of the truth in a way. And I know you're going to think I'm crazy, and you know I don't care. But yeah, because there is some crazy stuff with the technology and... The stuff I've been hearing about, I mean, a lot of it was in Spider-Man. Huh? So like my husband will say, I think it's science fiction and you're confusing with reality in science fiction. But what is reality really? You know what I mean? If they say The Matrix was a documentary, what is it? Right? Why we bother? Why we bother? I don't know why, but yeah. So I think it's very true. So now it made me want to watch Doctor Strange. Watch me becoming a Marvel nerd, having the t-shirts and everything like... Oh my God, I disgust myself. No, but honestly, I loved it. So I'm going to watch Doctor Strange and we'll see. And there's another thing my friend told me. It's called The Eternals. The Eternals. And yes, you know, I wanted to speak to you guys about energies. You're like, oh boy, look at her. She lost it. No, it's not this, but there's something that I wanted to speak to you about because we don't pay attention to that. Oh my God, that's so sad. Somebody had put around the tree a picture of somebody that apparently passed away, and they put a Christmas tree and stuff, and it's written, drive as if your daughter's life depended on it. Ah, God rest your soul, girl. Yeah, I know, a lot of people are crazy. So the energies. So when you have a project in your life, when you want to do something, when you want to change stuff, right? I know that it's hard to believe, but you know, believe it or not, when you want something and you mention it to other people around you, and it could be somebody from your family, it could be anyone, huh? Basically, I found out the hard way. But if they have any envy, you see me, I'm the type of chick, if I love what you do and I want to do the same, I will ask you and I'll be like, oh my God, that's so amazing. You have to teach me. Can you teach me? I have questions and stuff, but I don't hate. Because, you know, hate is ugly. And when you have hate, you surround yourself with the type of weird-ass energy and I'm good. You know, I'd rather stay in a positive shit. I want to give love. I'm in a fuck it mode. I don't want nothing weird. But then if you mention it to people, sometimes it could interfere. Us, where we come from, we call it the bad eye. It's not that the person is a monster, but just an envy would do it. And then if the person is like, you know, me, I had people like this at work. I had a manager before that was such, and I forgive them all, no problem. But some people that I thought like, you know, I treated them like I would like to be treated. And when I spoke about my things, they were hating, and I was wondering why it never happens, it never succeed. Not that it never succeed, but it kind of was stuck and stuff like that. So be careful, guys. If you have projects and if you have like intentions and stuff like that, it's better to keep it to yourself at the beginning, and then you'll make a nice surprise. But you do have to be protected because we underestimate the power of people and their fucking bad intentions and bad energies. And everything is, we are made out of energy. Everything is energy. So it's very important to surround ourselves with very positive shit, right? So the fuck it mode is one of them. Love, 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 love. And yes, I found out the hard way. You can't keep those 55 friends that you had growing up. It's not possible. Most of them are going to change. They're going to change personality. They're going to change the way they look at you, the way they look at life. And most of them, they don't have good intentions. It's very rare. You know, like I always said, it's better to have one good friend than 25 hypocrites, right? You can write it down. You can write it down. I won't charge you for like the rights of my sentence. That's beautiful, obviously. But yes, you have to be careful. And that's why I tell you now, I'd rather not say anything until things happen. It's better. I tried it both ways. I tried when I share it and when I don't. And honestly, when I don't, it's the best way. Huh? It's the best way because even if people, they don't hate you, they don't have hate towards you or anything, if they have a bad intention towards you, that's what it's going to do. So it's like, you know, maybe it's better to avoid, especially if you're like opening a business, if you're going to move somewhere, if you like, me drive me nuts, the people when they're pregnant and they post all those pictures on the internet before they even know if it's a boy or a girl and they do a whole thing, you know? And then I have my other friends, you know, I know they don't want to show it, but they have to share with their friends, so they will do like one picture and hope for the best. And the truth is, yeah, on a picture too, somebody, if they have bad intention, they can fuck you up, you know? Not fuck you up, like, you know. But people do spells and stuff already that you know that exist. And also, bad energies, if they float around you, it's bad energies. That's it. And we're not always super strong to be able to get rid of them, you know? Like, I'm not strong enough. I don't think, you know, unless you're some type of energy person that deals with, like, stuff and knows how to, you know. That's why it's important to stay in the fuck it mode and in the love vibration. The love vibration is very, very important, you know? Because first of all, you never disappoint. And it helps you connect and be protected. You're going to be like, oh my God, Lida has lost her mind. No, but that's true. Instead of focusing on the resolutions that are useless, like the amount of people that I saw like the first few days of January, like jogging. So many much more joggers than usual, huh? You're like, no, no. And the people on the diet and stuff. And you're like, yeah, I don't know. So me, what I did, I wanted a workout. I waited and I started working out the 10th. And it's not because it's the resolution, it's because I work out here and there and I do it for myself. I don't do it for the resolution. The resolution is to set you up for disappointment, for failure. I don't know who had that idea, but that asshole wanted you to feel bad and feel that you would fail as if you could change your life from one day to the other and the whole thing together. Like, okay, I'm going to be on a diet, I'm going to change my job, I'm going to find a good boyfriend, I'm going to... No, guys, don't dream, okay? The intention is cute. But it's better to do it like slowly but surely, you know. You do it slowly but surely and you visualize what you want in positivity. You surround yourself with positive people. You do things that make you happy. You sing, you dance, you jump, you cook, you whatever makes you happy. But you have to do those things. We have to make our souls happy, right? That's the only way to succeed. Well, you see, huh? It's been a long time. I haven't recorded for you guys in the car so you can enjoy motorcycles and trucks and stuff, you know. And have you guys watched the Joe Rogan podcast lately? A lot of good guests on there. I'm waiting for Dr. Fauci to go on Joe Rogan so that way we can finish it up all once and for all. And he can tell us that he fucking lied and to be done with it. You know what I mean? And at this point, guys, if you don't believe it, I don't know what to tell you. Huh? God help you, you know. I won't be the one telling you I told you. I will be the one dropping the love. No worries. I love everybody. But I cannot stand that they're trying to put that thing in every single kid. And, you know, they don't realize. You know, there is a child that died last week in Israel. There's a lot of side effects. So at the end, to tell you that you did everything for nothing, that we did everything for nothing, because at the end, all that the shots that we took and stuff is not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not working. And that's it, quoi. So, at the beginning, we should have done, and forever, we should have done just take our vitamins, work out, stay healthy, get away from the stress, get away from the stuff. Unbelievable. Yes. I haven't talked to you about constructions for a while, all right? You thought, like, last year or something, I always had construction next door, and it's back. This lady is a psychopath. She built a mini house. It's too bad we don't do a video. I'm thinking about doing a video podcast here and there. But you know, it's horrible because I look at my face when I record and I'm like, oh my God, look at you, look at your eyebrows, look at this, look at that. And I just got to learn to not give a fuck. But it's difficult for me to focus if I see myself. Or I got to put the camera on the other side so I don't see my face and that's it. And be like, you know what? Yeah, I have a weird face when I do that expression. Fuck it. You know. And I don't like to be, you know, I don't like to show my face. I'm not into being famous. For me, it sucks to be famous. Famous fucking sucks. You have no private life. I'd rather be in the background, still make that dough, you know, but be discreet is better off. I don't like to attract. And also for energies, I don't want to be in the front of the stuff. I don't want people to be hating on me like, oh my God, did she do this? She did that? She's 40 years old. Oh my God, did she think she did that? Yeah, well, she probably went under the desk to get where she's at, you know. and get up for that shit. You know what I mean? Keep your hate and kick rocks. So yes, so is testosterone back in the country of the United States? I don't think so yet, huh? We need to help, like, guys. What's up? What's going on? Have you lost? Oh my God, it's the best sunset right now. It's beautiful sun coming down. It looks like fire. It's unbelievable. I'm very weak for nature stuff. Very, very, very weak. I love it. I think it's such a beauty. It never disappoints. The ocean, the sunset, the sunrise, the forest, the mountain, the birds. You have to see me when sometimes I watch the birds. They do some shows, I'm telling you. And a lot of people think I'm crazy, and I don't care, because I'm in the fuck it mode. It makes me happy. So, have we got rid of all the headache people around us? The ones that are vampires of energy, the ones that don't want to change anything, they just want to talk to you to death and make your ears bleed. Have we changed that? Right? I hope you did. And if we didn't, we need to move it, move it, move it. We need to like to move it, move it. So the headache can go away from us. Yes, 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 they're not necessary. We need to let them go, okay? They will find a haters friend like them. They would find other vampires and they would both have a straw and suck each other's blood. And that's it. And we let them be. We don't need all this aggravation. We need just to laugh. Hey, how are you? Because life had enough challenge already to be bothered by some fuckers now. Guys, I am so sorry. Excuse my French. For the sensitive souls out there, I want to excuse my French. And you know, it's because, you know, I don't want to have an ulcer, so I express myself. And somebody's got to fucking say it. Somebody's got to say it, you know? Somebody's got to say it. It's like, my God. So football is almost over. So all the guys out there, they're going to be in depression. Guys, girls, start to prepare. Start to prepare. Maybe you should, maybe you know what should people do? They should record the whole football season. And when it's finished, replay it for their husband. I should do that for my husband, actually. Maybe that would make him happy. Because there is that little depression coming in when the Super Bowl is happening. You guys like, come on, guys. This is not the fucking soccer World Cup. You know? No, I know it's important for you guys. Actually, I played fantasy football last weekend. A $3 thing. You know what I mean? How funny would that be if I make $100,000 not knowing shit about football? As usual! As usual! So, yeah, so I wish you a happy new year, you guys. I am praying for you. I send you my love. All the best. I hope you guys are healthy, that you laugh, and, you know, and that you have realized that we have to enjoy our family. We have to spread the love, your friends, you know, the good friends, not the haters. Drop the haters, okay? But the good friends only. And if you don't have no friends, I am your friend. No problem. Check this one out. There is a chick. She's my... You know, it's the girl, she has a dog in my neighborhood, and she's the one that wrote down on a notepad all the dog's owners and their names. I mean, she's a psychopath, basically, let's put it this way. And she was telling me that she had Omicron, and I'm like, what are you doing outside? Not because I'm vaccinated, because, you know, shut the fuck up. Like, guys, you're lying to yourself. Everybody's when it's convenient. Please, stay home, be quarantined, don't break my balls. And she's like, you know, the only person that was not vaccinated, the only one that was not vaccinated, that's the one we got it from. I said, how do you know? Well, we just know. I said, did you get tested before you got to that Christmas party or something in your family? No. I mean, if it's to come up with that type of stupidity, and you want to be that dumb, not that I believe the test work and stuff, but if you even didn't even try to do it, I mean, I can't help you. I really can't help you. So, let me send you my love. Let me wish you the best, and I will talk to you soon. You have to be strong. Remember that nobody else is good as you, as being perfect the way you are, because you're unique and nobody can be you. They can train, they can go to school, they will never be you. Because you are royalty, you're sovereign. You were created and chosen by God. You know, whatever your God is, you know, but the divine creator. Okay, so don't forget how special you are. And don't forget that I'm always praying for you, always sending you my love. And, you know, let's get rid of those people that fucking like useless. Let them be. Don't fight. Don't let them divide. Don't let them divide us. We're not going to be dividable. You guys, we're brothers and sisters. There is no choice, right? So, oh my God, the Golden Globes. Did you see? It was not even on TV. So it seems like there is no celebrities left. What the fuck? What happened? Usually we do also, not even on Zoom. No respect. You know what I mean? Well, I guess we'll find out soon. But I thought it was very weird, no Golden Globes. So nothing for me to talk about. talk shit about, or they were too scared that Ricky Gervais would come and murder them again with his roast, which I would have loved to watch. Oh my God, I just burped. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, you see? You see, I'm not perfect. So anyway, I miss my family. I want to go to France soon, God willing. And I hope everything, all this shit is behind us very, very soon. Right now, we have to be strong and we have to remember. We have to help people around us. Drop the friends that are useless because you know what? Or the family members for that matter. You know, let them be. Let's be the bigger person. Let's not fight. Let's not do that, okay? So I love you and I will talk to you soon. Bye.